Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR's hour of mind games, trivia, and musical interludes. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and joining me is this week's mystery guest, self-described black sheep of the Republican Party, the one and only Meghan McCain!
Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome to Ask
Thank
Me
you.
Another. So, Meghan, you were born in a family of politics, politicians, your grandfather, great-grandfather, admirals, your father, obviously, senator and presidential candidate, nominee. Where do you fit in this mix?
I don't know. No place. I am such a black sheep. I always call myself, like, the mutation in, like, the original Republican design. And as I get older, I thought they would accept me more. And it just gets, like, more and more. Everyone's like, yeah, she's sort of a Republican. Sort of.
But, you know, I follow you on Twitter.
I follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, thanks.
Love Twitter.
I mean, in addition to the fact that you have, you know, thrown out some beauty stuff that I've been like, I'm totally buying that hat, getting that nail polish. Yeah. But I also, you know, you tweet about all kinds of stuff. And one that caught my eye is that you wrote, I will modernize the Republican Party if it kills me.
Yeah, I did an interview with Playboy magazine, which got a lot of attention. Everyone's like, you don't take your life seriously. And I was like, I will talk to Satan himself if it will get a new audience looking at the Republican Party in a different way. So I'm trying to modernize it, but I feel like I'm alone.
Right. But you're going to get, I mean, you have a lot of attention because you're doing so many things. You do, obviously, blogging, tons of social media stuff. You're out there all the time. And you have a new book.
Yes.
Which has an amazing name that I'm so thankful I can say on air.
I was like, can you say it on air?
I am allowed to say it on air. It's called America, You Sexy Bitch. And I love the premise of the book. You go
Thank
on a cross-country
you.
Tour with comedian Michael Ian Black.
Yeah, the great Michael Ian Black from the state.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
love
what,
him.
Like, what is this book about?
I was the guest on a pilot he did for E! Of a talk show that didn't get picked up. And I was on air, and I think he thought I was going to be kind of, like, submissive to him or something. And I was, like, giving it right back to him. I was like, who are you? What is this? And he was on Twitter at, like, 4 in the morning and tweeted me, do you want to write a book together? And I was like, of course I want to write a book together. And we came up with the idea of going on a road trip together all across America, and we interviewed every kind of person you can imagine, strippers, Muslims, extreme conservatives, extreme liberals, cannabis supporters, like Ron Paul supporters, everything in between, and it was so much fun.
I love the list of strippers, Muslims. Somehow that is very funny to me. That is very funny to me. And so what is sexy about this nation?
America is the sexiest country in the world, just because you can be anything you want here, you know?
Yeah.
You can do anything you want, and I love America, and Michael sort of loved America, and now I got him, like, I'm like, live free or die, Michael, live free or die, and now he's more into it, but, you know, he's Mr. Hipster Liberal, so he like, celebrates quietly.
Celebrates quietly. That's the hipster way?
Yeah, but it's funny, because we didn't know each other, like, at all before we started. We, like, barely knew each other, and after we signed the book deal, because we sold it, like, really quickly, and we went on the road, and I was like, I don't know you, and I hope you're not a psycho weirdo, and we didn't get along, and then we got in a big fight, and now we're, like, super close friends, so it's awesome.
That's usually how it goes. That is usually how it goes. And so you're different sides of the spectrum, too, so you're conversing the whole time about all these
Yeah, and
issues.
Explaining to my father, like, what The State is, which is the comedy show he
yeah,
was on.
Yeah,
he did not understand. I was like, it was like this comedy show from the 90s that has this cult following online, and David Wayne, who you still don't know who that is, and it was like impossible. My father still doesn't really know who Michael Ian Black is, like, at all.
But he was like, yay. Does your father follow you on Twitter?
Yes, he does, but I wish he wouldn't sometimes.
Really? Yeah. Does he ever call you up and, like, tone it down, Meghan, take it down a notch?
He used to get really upset over things, and now if he's upset about something, he won't call me for, like, a week, and then we won't talk about it. So, like, if I say something in an interview, I think he's just like, I have no control of you, and you're 27 and whatever, but his staff goes, like, really crazy. They get very upset.
Do they write you strong-worded emails?
They're just like, why can't you be more like Chelsea Clinton, please?
You're like, because we already have one. Okay, so obviously you grew up in a political family. Did you guys play games?
We always played games.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of games?
We used to play Monopoly and Jenga a lot. I remember a lot of Jenga and Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah. I love Jenga, by the way.
I love Jenga.
Monopoly for me, because I'm the youngest of a big family, so I would just get creamed all the time. I used to play it alone. Have you played Monopoly alone? It's a lonely game.
My brothers used to fight over who could be the battleship, like, even at a young age. Like, there's not enough military stuff in our family. They would, like, right. fight over who yeah. got to be the battleship.
Who ended up being the shoe? That's really what it comes down to.
The shoe sucked. I know.
The shoe does suck.
I just wanted to be the hat. That's what I remember.
I know, the hat's very fashionable. So, I immediately when you sat down, of course, I wanted to compliment your shoes. I wanted to compliment how you look.
Thanks, everyone. They're Steve Madden. They were like $60.
But I love that you do that. I do that all the time. I'm like, oh, you can buy them too with the $30. No, but
Shoes are so freaking expensive now. I went shoe shopping, $900. Who can afford that? Like, seriously.
I think you. What?
Oh, touche. Touche.
But, you know, I declined at the beginning of the interview being like, Megan, you look beautiful, but because I am so conscious of the fact that anytime a woman is described in an interview or whatever, the first focus is on looks, right? It's all about looks, how do you look, what they're wearing, and I know that you've had to deal with that in all course of manner, especially with journalists and people on the news, but I love the fact that you've turned into something positive, really owned it. Right?
Thanks.
You've, like, really made it a completely different playing field. Is that something you did consciously, or is that just who you are to begin with?
I'm sure you're talking about all the weight stuff. The media is, like, obsessed with my weight fluctuations, which is the worst part about being a woman in the media. But I feel like if women would stop going to trainers and dieting themselves into oblivion and lying about it, like, it would help everybody else. And
yeah.
I just decide. I mean, I love people that work out. I know people in the media that, you know, not to knock other women because there is a lot of pressure, that just work out 6 days a week for 2 hours and they're on super diets and whatever. And I just can't live like that. And I feel like I shouldn't have to diet to talk about politics.
Absolutely not. No, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people. Exactly.
And if you own it, I mean, I just kind of took ownership of it and I started, people would like ask me what size I am and I just started telling them I'm a 10 and like literally people would just like, it like empowered other women, so.
That is the reason I do radio.
You're gorgeous. Like the hottest
You have to
ever.
Say that. Megan, so here at Ask Me Another, we write games specifically for our mystery guest. So we have a feeling that we put together a pretty good game for you.
I'm very nervous.
No, don't be nervous.
Okay.
Because it's based on Twitter.
Okay.
And you're a good
tweeter. I love
Twitter. Big on social media, so I feel like this is totally up your alley.
Okay.
All right, so I have to ask you, Megan McCain, are you up for an Ask Me Another challenge?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Of course.
Give her a hand, Megan McCain. So tonight, you are going to be playing for someone in the audience. So I'm going to bring up our contestant. It is Margaret Fortner. Where are you, Margaret? Come on up.
Hello.
Hi, Margaret, Megan, Margaret.
Nice to meet you.
Margaret, let's find out a little bit about you. You work for MTV.
I do, yes.
What is your favorite show on MTV?
Well, my favorite show is probably Singled Out, but actually now Teen Wolf is on, and Teen Wolf is pretty cool.
Teen Wolf. And you're a karaoke nut?
I like one particular song.
What's your song?
Ice Ice Baby.
That is a great song.
Yes.
Okay, Ice Ice Baby. Do you want to sing a couple moments of Ice Ice Baby? No, I would never do that to you. Oh, you want to do it?
Yes, come on.
Do it. Come on, Margaret.
A little bit.
All right, stop, collaborate, and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
All right. I didn't mean to put you in the spot, but it totally paid off. Okay, so in the spirit of bipartisan puzzle politics, we're going to allow you to both reach across the aisle and play together. So depending on how things all work out, you guys will both get prizes. So it's very exciting. Megan, you have obviously really embraced social media as a way to get your message across, but as you know, Twitter can be a minefield of misinterpreted posts, feuds, and scandalous photos. So this game is about famous Twitterers and their tweets.
Okay.
So John Chinesky, give him a hand. He is back. John Chinesky. He will be helping bring these tweets to life. Are you ready? Okay,
yes.
Excellent. After making a very public verbal gaffe, this folksy politician tweeted,
Refudiate, misunderestimate, wee-weed up. English is a living language. Shakespeare liked to coin new words, too. Got to celebrate it.
I know that one.
I know that one.
All right, Megan?
Sarah Palin.
Yes. Sarah Palin! This often controversial rapper has over 7 million Twitter followers thanks to bizarre, hilarious tweets such as this.
I specifically ordered Persian rugs with cherub imagery. What do I have to do to get a simple Persian rug with cherub imagery?
Oh, Kanye West.
Kanye West yes. is correct.
Yeah, I had to unfollow him. It was just too much. He tweets about fur pillows, and I was like, I think I'm done.
It's just all pillows and rugs. No. That's his entire life, pillows, yeah. duvets, and rugs. This banjo-playing funny man took time from jury duty to rattle off a few tweets.
Defendant looks like a murderer. Guilty. Waiting for opening remarks.
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin is correct. He's a wild and crazy tweeter. In 2012, the silver-haired CNN anchor, who could it be, got pulled into a feud with a Sri Lankan rapper, MIA, over several tweets. He tweeted,
MIA, you are mistaken. I never called you a terrorist. I don't even know who you are other than the lady who sang at the Super Bowl. By the way, I defended your finger pointing at the Super Bowl, so check your facts. I have no idea what you're tweeting about.
The coop.
The coop. Anderson Cooper, the coop. I enjoy the coop. And in possibly the most infamous tweet ever, after he claimed that his Twitter account was broken into, this person posted,
TiVo shot, Facebook hacked, is my blender gonna attack me next?
Anthony Weiner.
Anthony Weiner.
That was my favorite scandal. It still is my favorite political scandal ever.
He posted photos of his last name?
Yes. Yeah.
That was the best part. All right. Guess what? You guys won.
Yeah.
Margaret. So, Margaret, let me tell you what you won. We were thinking long and hard, and we've realized that you don't have a Twitter account. So we've created one for you. It is at Ask Me Margaret, and everyone in the audience after the show has to immediately follow Margaret to make her prize come alive.
Ask Me Margaret. Right.
You also get limited edition, one of a kind. There's actually two of a kind because you have two. Ask Me Another Rubik's Cubes. There you go. Another hand for Margaret. Thank you so much, Megan McCain. You were amazing. Thank you so much.